Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader, where I invest in dividend stocks for weekly cash flow. It is Thursday, February 22nd. We're getting ready for our morning show. We got a couple of guests on the line. But before we get to them, let's start out where we are, where we're going, and what's happening so far this week. Now, as usual, we start off at the positions we're currently holding. First one on the list is Alcoa. AA. Now, we went through the numbers the other day, so it's no sense doing that. Let's take a look at the last couple of days. I'd like to go last 30 days. Here we go. Where is it? Right there. All right. 30 days ago today, we opened up at 26.87. Okay. We get that high of the 30-day period on the 31st of January, the bottomed out on the 13th of February, but that brings us to yesterday. Yesterday, we opened up 27.12 and we closed out at 27.96. That's a nice move. She's bouncing off that 30-day bottom, which is great if you ask me. Okay, so let's take a look at where we are. Okay, we entered into this one at 26.27. Now, we sold off the 26.50. We're in the money and we made more than 1% on this one. That was a happy trade, I think. All right, next on the list.
Not seeing your screen, James.
You're not seeing the screen?
I see. Do you have Macy's up right now?
No. Hold on a second.
I don't see AA. And you're stuck on Macy's. Okay. There you go.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. I was sharing the other one. Sorry about that. Like I said, I'm new to this sharing thing on Zoom, so it's going to be a little clunky at first. And you get you get to be the guinea pig.
That's no problem.
And you actually pay for this abuse. Okay.
Not a problem.
We're going to take a look at Ford next. All right. So Ford is one of my fallbacks. Anytime I have extra money, I just dump it into Ford because it's not going anywhere. You know what I mean? It's been around for over 100 years and it's cheap. So this way, if I have like, you know, $1,200, I can buy 100 shares of Ford. Even if I had, you know, like $600, I could still buy 100 shares of Ford because it's on my margin account. So I don't like letting any money sit around. Okay, the only money I have available is $535. 98% of all my money is invested at all times. Because at the end of the week, I get my profits and I move it over to my debit card if I need to buy anything. But normally, everything's good to go. All right, so let's get back to where we are. Ford, last 30 days. 30 days ago today, Ford sitting at, opened up at 11.23. The bottom for Ford, oh my goodness. The 30-day bottom for Ford was on the 24th of January. That does the trick. All right. Wow. Okay, so the bottom on the 24th, nice escalation to the 30-day high, which was February 12th. That was last Monday. Now, from there, they had some profit taking. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 down days in a row. So you might be asking yourself, why the hell would I buy Ford if you have 6 down days in a row? Well, the reason is, wow, something caught in the throat. The reason I dump into Ford a lot is because Ford has a book value of $14.78. And if I can buy it at $12, I think it's a deal personally. It's been around for over 100 years. I have no problem holding on to it. And it's one of the cheaper stocks around that allows me to get a premium on a weekly basis. So I'm good with it. All right, so I bought Ford at 12.16. And I sold off the 11.82s. And the reason I did that, I had a nice premium. And the premium still gave me a nice return for the week. All right, General Motors is next. Last few days for General Motors. Wow. 30 days ago, was sitting at, opened up at 35.62. The very next day was the bottom of the 30-day period, and that was 34.56. She gaps up on between the 29th and the 30th, some strange reason. She goes from 35.41 to 38.35. That's a nice little jump, but she's gone sideways for a little bit, but the last couple of days to the upside, and I'm perfectly fine with that. GM, I'm into it, 38.92. I sold off the 39s. Got a halfway decent premium. Not, you know, not ideal, but they have the dividend coming up. So that's why I jumped into that. Now, 3M. 3M I bought 3 weeks ago because they had their dividend, and that was last week. So very rarely will I ever catch a dividend because I like to be in and out within a week or two. Now I got a 3 weeks ago, got 3M, got a nice premium. 2 weeks ago, got another nice premium. 1 week ago, a nice premium. And I got the dividend last week. So I'm on my fourth premium with 3M. So that's four premiums and one dividend. And the dividend itself is over 1%. All right, so for the last couple of days with 3M, man, don't get old. It's just no fun at all. All right, 30 days ago, we're sitting at 108.50. She gaps down to 100, and it continues to go to 96. That's a 10% drop overnight. But from there, she just went sideways and to the downside. Now, she bottomed out Monday for the 30-day bottom at 90.52. Tuesday is a little bit on the upside, but not much. Ended up at 91.71. Now, I'm into 3M at 94.81. Okay, I sold off the 94s, didn't get a great premium, but hey, cash flow is cash flow. It's better than sitting there looking at it collecting dust. So, that being said, I'm perfectly happy owning at 3M. Now, MOS was the big winner for me so far this week. Now, last 30 days, we opened up at 31.95. The very next day was the high of the 30-day period, and that was 33. From there, she just went down, down, down until we hit the bottom on Valentine's Day. That was last Wednesday. Now we have 4 days to the upside. Yesterday wasn't the greatest on the up, but it was still an up day. So we have four up days in a row. We're sitting at 30.23. Now I jumped into Mosaic at 30.33. Now I sold the 30.50s, which is one strike out of the money. And I usually don't do that, and I was really planning on going two strikes in the money, but for some strange reason, I think I got, blinded by the light. Revved up like a douche on the roller night. Is that how it goes? Okay. Blinded by the light, revved up like a douche, roller in the... All right, anyway, besides the point, I get sidetracked easily. So I have no problem holding on to Mosaic. I would actually like to take Mosaic into next week because Mosaic still has nice premiums. So I can get a nice premium next week as well as this week. So I'm okay with that one. Last on the list in this account will be WBA. Now, WBA, last few days. Now, this is another one I've carried for 3 or 4 weeks. And like, again, I don't mind carrying Walgreens. It's like every town, every major city has a Walgreens in it. So I don't see how it can be a bad idea. All right, so we opened up at 2201. That was 30 days ago. We have our 30-day high at 2377. 4 days later, we got our 30-day bottom. That was on the 12th. Was that Fat Tuesday? That was 21.34, and we have 4 days to the upside, and yesterday she pulled back a little bit. I'm okay with it, because like I said, Walgreens, I'm just collecting all these premiums, and I'm probably going to collect I collect a dividend on Walgreens also. Okay, I'm into it at 22.46. I sold
it. Yeah, it was last week.
Fat Tuesday was last week.
The dividend was
last week. All right, so great. So I collect the dividend on 3M, collect the dividend on Walgreens. Okay, so I'm happy about that. All right, so we're sitting at 21.75. I don't mind taking it into another week. Let's take a look at other account. Macy's. 30 days ago, we're at the 30-day bottom for Macy's. Okay, she went up, a little bit of pullback, stretched all the way up to the high of the 30-day period, and that was the 15th, last Thursday, 1981. 3 days to the downside, sitting at 18.99. Now, I'm into this one at 19.23. I sold the 19 calls, and this is where if it was 3:30 on a Friday afternoon and the stock is sitting at 18.99, I would buy that option back because the option at this moment in time is sitting at 24 cents, so I wouldn't buy it back. Okay, I'd only buy it back if it was like a couple of pennies. But at this moment in time, it's at 24 cents. So I'd say, nope, I'd let it, I let it expire worthless, and I take Macy's into another week. Because Macy's is over 100 years old, and they are a dividend king, which means every year, 50 consecutive years, they increase their payments. Now, we already looked at 3M. We already looked at MOS. One more account. Take a look at
Ford. I lost your screen again.
Yeah, well, that's okay. That was just a private account and a private number.
Okay, no problem. I didn't realize it. Right,
that's okay. So, do you see this one?
Yes.
All right.
WBA.
All right. So, anyway, that's it for the wrap-up for the week. Look at this. 10 minutes. I told you, 10 minutes or less, you'll be able to have no problem. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk. We'll catch you guys tomorrow at 3:30. Have a nice day.